Uncharted waters are not scary. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Uncharted waters are not scary. Actually, there are no uncharted waters, for our original purity and integrity is always there, very much definite, very much charted, very much known, and it's a matter of just our turning our attention to it. As we go through uncharted waters, say for instance we're taking a boat from England to France, and we're going through the sea, and the sea has currents that are tearing us this way and tearing us that way, and big winds and rain and all sorts of weather, and it makes it very undesirable. And we feel they're uncharted because we are going away that does not have all of the things in it that we are facing. We are unaware of how the weather is going to act, how the wind is going to act, how the rain is going to act. We're unaware of how the sea is going to go this way and that way. We have a general idea. We have a general idea, but for that general idea to be effective, we must have a clock and we must have a calendar. We must know on what day and what time we are in what place for the water to be moving in such a direction. Well, now, these become very complex things. They become very complex concepts, and we think, my goodness, how could we ever live harmoniously with that? How could we ever live in these uncharted waters and not have them be scary? Well, we live in these uncharted waters and not have them be scary because we live only one moment at a time. We live in the now. We live in the now, and the now is our original purity and integrity. Now, what is it that we conceive of our now to be? Do we conceive of our now? Do I conceive of my now to be that I like me? And do I conceive of my now to be that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Do I conceive of my now all as happy and harmonious and joyful? Do I conceive of my now that this is good and very good? Or do I conceive of my now as something I don't understand and is scary? Well, the choice is mine. The choice is mine alone. Now you say, well, here I am out in the middle of the English Channel, and the wind and the rain and the currents are all going this way and that way and every way. Now how will I ever achieve it? Well, you can be sure that the men and women who have swum the English Channel from one side to the other and did it in a certain length of time were not afraid of the current. They were not afraid of the wind and the weather. They were not afraid of the waters being uncharted because they had them charted. They had them charted. They were swimming in the now. And they were swimming with a direction in mind. They were swimming to meet a goal. They wanted to arrive at the beach. They wanted to arrive at the shore. They left one shore to swim to another shore. And as they left one shore to swim to another shore, their thoughts were always where they were at the moment. They were swimming, and they were moving, and they were easily moving through the water. They liked themselves. They were not doing it because they hated themselves. They were not doing it because they felt they could not do it. They were not doing it because it is an impossibility and they're going to prove that it's possible. They're just doing it because they want to do it. Oh, there may be ulterior motives that people place on it or even they say out loud, but inside themselves, they are in their original purity and integrity. Inside themselves, they recognize that there's nothing scary about it. There's nothing frightening about this. Their original purity and integrity is their ability to do it. They know they're doing it. It's not that they're going to do it or that they wish they could do it, but they're doing it. They're right in the middle of that flow. They're right in the middle of that wonderful experience. We too, in every area of our life, face these uncharted waters, these times that it appears to be a little scary, and we stop, and we say, all is in divine order. And we stop, and we say, I am it now. 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 Now, now, now. And so, in that now, we don't think that in 2 minutes we're going to drown, or that we're very, very tired for having come so far. We are in that now. We just flow with it. When we feel tired, we float. We know how to float. We can float on big waves or little waves. It makes no difference. We know how to do that. We've been there before. We've done that. We are familiar with it. We're familiar with our task. We're familiar with our goal. We're familiar with our program. We're familiar with it because we have done it before. We know that our original purity and integrity stands, and we know that whatever desire we have, it can be a reality only when we see it as a reality now. If the desires that we have are desires of things that we don't think can be done, then we won't do it. But we do believe it can be done. And we know that the uncharted waters are not scary. We know that the experiences that we go through are very well planned, very well programmed, very well aware. It's up to us. It's up to us to make the choice in any area. We're going to get married. That's an uncharted water for us. We may have been married many times before or never, but it's an uncharted water for us. But it really is not uncharted, because we are taking ourself into that marriage. And ourself is the one that our spouse or spouse-to-be was enchanted by. Our spouse-to-be thought that who we are, right now who we are, is just so wonderful they couldn't live without being close to us as much as possible. And we feel the same way about them. We don't want to change them. We don't want them to be something or do something or accomplish something or show different. We don't want to change them. We like them just the way they are. And we like ourselves just the way we are. And they like us just the way we are. And then our marriage is quite lovely indeed. But if we're going into this whole thing because of the uncharted waters aspect, it's a challenge, it's sort of charming, it's an exciting new adventure, then that will soon wear off. And the excitement will leave us as we are facing the real matters at point, and we'll say to ourselves, oh my, can I handle this? Can I do this? I bit off more than I could chew. What am I going to do? And instead of being thusly concerned and worried about it, we just say, all is in divine order. I've done the right thing. I've chosen the right channel to swim. I've chosen the right person to marry. I've chosen the right circumstances, the right job. All is in divine order, and I am great at it. I am great at swimming. I'm great at being a wife or a husband. I'm great at being an employee or employer. I'm great. I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. And as I say that, I am making these waters now charted. I am making these waters very much an exciting adventure and a joy. Just like I get on that roller coaster. I don't get on the roller coaster because I want a smooth ride. I get on that roller coaster because I want to roll it up and roll it down and get real excited about it, get my adrenaline flowing. And then, when I do that, everything falls wonderfully into place. And life is exciting. And life is good. Yes. Uncharted waters are not scary. They're merely uncharted waters. So that each new instant, each new moment, each new now is a glorious adventure of fulfillment. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.